streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Saturday on Fox, it's an NL showdown as Paul Goldschmidt leads the Cardinals against Pete Alonso and the Mets. Or the Reds battle Corey Seager and the Rangers. Saturday at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on Fox. Check local listings for the game in your area.
And with that, J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
So I teased this a little bit. Last hour when I mentioned, what about the Raiders in terms of trading up? Well, Colin, the Raiders have the 13th pick in Thursday's draft. Many expect them to take a quarterback, right? They got Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell currently on the roster. But according to GM Tom Telesco, who one of us knows, the Vegas is prepared for every scenario.
News flash. GM says he's open to trading up, moving back, picking a spot. Like, everybody always says the same thing. So, we have a plan right now. To go up if we have to and be aggressive with it. We've got a plan if we stick and pick, obviously. And we got a plan to go back if it's within a certain range. We're drafting for the future, too. So, position-wise on this team, we could use a help a little bit everywhere. So I don't think any position is precluded from being drafted this year.
Now, what was the key thing he said there? We will go back within a certain range. That's the key. Of all the things he said, why? Bo Nix Penix. He's not going back to 23. He won't get him. But at 13 to 17 or 18, people don't want to draft after the Rams. So if you look at them at 13, I think they would move to the Bengals spot at 18. Because the feeling in the league is the Rams will go get a quarterback. Stafford's got this year and next. Stafford's got two great years left.
16 Seattle. You don't think they need a quarterback? You're going to drop below? That's a roll of the dice.
It is, but you'd still have one of them left.
Okay, fair.
So the feeling is, if you're 13, when Tom said, we'll move back within a certain range, my take is that range is 13 to 18 to get a second-round pick.
So if somebody smart put this out there, I was going to kind of pitch it for tomorrow, but we're talking. You mentioned Penix and Nix. Somebody broke down the last 14 years, quarterbacks' age going in the first round, and all of the older quarterbacks, we're talking Brandon Whedon, Kenny Pickett, Tannehill, Burrow was the one winner. Carson Wentz, Christian Ponder, EJ Manuel, Jake Locker. Like, there's a track record of older quarterbacks, experienced college quarterbacks who put up good numbers, coming to the pros and being not good. Colin, that's the only caution with Nix and Penix.
Yeah.
Is, hey, were these guys dominating college because they're 23 years old going up against 18, 19-year-olds?
Certainly an argument.
Yeah.
I like both. Certainly a fair argument. We talked about this yesterday. There's also a recent history is that the quarterback that has great traits but needs a lot of refinement has hit. Josh Allen, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Jordan Love. That the guy, you just draft talent, figure out the rest later, but get the talented guy in the room. That would be Drake May, who doesn't have the refined sort of accuracy and consistency, but he's big, can move, and has an arm.
But again, like Zach Wilson kind of fell into that Josh Allen. Like, he's got the traits, he's toolsy, crazy arm, mobile. Didn't really have the stats.
Well, who did he beat in college?
No, who did Josh Allen beat in college? Like,
well, he had Wyoming around him. BYU's got NFL players. And BYU's an underrated
not
program.
Not a ton of NFL
players.
Well,
they've always got NFL old linemen. And Fred Warner, where'd he go? Best linebacker in football. BYU.
Did he really?
Yeah. BYU's got a good program.
You learn something new every day. Huh. That's a great nugget there. Hopefully you can use it on Jeopardy. Next up, speaking of quarterbacks, Michael Penix Jr., one of the top five quarterback prospects, faux show. Has torn his ACL twice in a letter to GMs, which was, I guess, gotten by or attained by the Players Tribune. Penix says he's cut from the same fabric as former NFL stars who have come back from strong from the same injury, including Thomas Davis and Frank Gore. Diana Rossini reported yesterday, Penix is the name GMs have told me is the best kept secret in the draft. I mean, it's weird. I can see him going top 16. I can see him falling out of the first round.
I do think Seattle and Miami feel like the right landing spot.
But you can also, you would not be stunned if he fall, if first round ends and he's still on the board.
I kind of would be.
Really?
Throws a prettier ball than Dak.
Age and injuries.
Dak's been hurt before. Got a better, throws a better ball.
Coming out of college, was he?
Throws a better ball.
Oh, but Dak went third round, I should know.
Fourth,
sorry.
So, he throws a better ball than Dak.
Penix third round. Grab him in a heartbeat.
He's not going third round.
Well, that's the problem here.
Let me tell you a guy that's underrated, and I heard this yesterday from somebody. Brian Thomas, the receiver for LSU.
Wait, under or over?
How about this? Either the Steelers or the Rams take him at 18 or 19.
That seems about his range.
Yeah.
So wait, I thought you didn't like him yesterday.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I said, but he's the second best receiver on his team. You were taught, a lot of people have him up in 10, 12.
No, I don't have him.
But we have seen receivers that develop, the guys that aren't as great in college. I'm just going to say, hold on one second. DK Metcalf was the second best receiver at Ole Miss, my staff just told me. A.J. Brown was number one. So I'm not saying he's
DK Metcalf did pan
out. But there are rumors the Steelers like Brian Thomas.
Yeah, they need a receiver. They shipped Deontay Johnson.
Well, there's concerns with the Rams that Puka's the new number one and Cooper Kupp can struggle with health. They want a receiver.
Well, the other thing is the Steelers historically have drafted receivers in mid rounds and totally dominated. Like, the history there is rich. Would they take one in the first round when, like, Brian Thomas is good, but could you get a third rounder? I just look at Tank Dell and Puka Nacua last year and it's like, unless I'm getting the best of the best, like, I might just wait on a receiver.
I get it.
Final story. It's kind of sort of breaking here in the last 30 minutes. So Clippers-Mavs is tonight. I know you're fired up. I am locked and loaded on the Mavs. But Kawhi Leonard, who was a no-show in Game 1, the big report for Game 1 is he had not done contact drills. Well, today, Kawhi Leonard was videotaped at practice for the Paperclips. Now, it's just a walkthrough, and we don't know if there was any contact, but Kawhi at practice moved the line 4 to 5 points at some sports books just from seeing Kawhi Leonard on the court. Colin, I will be stunned if he plays. He hasn't played since March 31st. And with a game in hand, the idea that the Clippers would trot him out there with this injury history, I cannot imagine Kawhi playing tonight.
I think, and that's a big part of it.
It's crazy.
Winning game one, just there's no reason to play.
But rest him. You got days in between. But I'm stunned these people are betting on the Paperclips to win this game. I'm just saying. You never want to go overboard. Nothing's certain. Mavs, to me, in this one.
Well, now let's not go with certain.
There's nothing certain. Yeah, we know that. I mean, you know, maybe Luka has another bad game. I don't see it. But I feel like, who's a bigger... I say this and some buffoon's going to clip it. Who's a better, bigger lock tonight? Suns or Mavs?
Mavs. I mean, Suns have some advantages on size that Phoenix can't overcome. Luka playing poorly again is very rare. They weren't even ready to play. I mean, Dallas was not ready to play. They'll be ready to play.
I think both those games, first half, is just a phenomenal bet.
Take Phoenix and Dallas first half.
Sixers lose game one.
They had a great first half.
Lakers lose game one, win first half. Like, the zigzag theory works. Be careful full game, but first half feels good. I'm very excited for tonight. Listen, NBA. Well, hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Can I say that? Or your daughter would know what I'm talking about.
Hashtag blessed is what the kids say.
Right, exactly. Your daughter's a kid.
I'm hashtag crushing it. What is that?
I don't think that's a thing.
Okay. Well, I just made it a thing. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News. Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, he is ready. Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback. This is a really fun week for us. Okay, so we saw this yesterday. You're very great contacts through the league, but New England specifically. And I said, I think you can take two paths on this, and I'm okay with both. One of them being, we're not close. We're Carolina as a roster. None of these quarterbacks can succeed with this group of people. Let's get the roster figured out, and then we'll go with a free agent quarterback. When I heard that story, obviously it was leaked to people, but I do think New England's going to trade out. Am I gullible, or do you think so, two out of three?
I think they want to have the full gamut of information in front of them. And my understanding is they've told teams that they are going to listen to offers all the way up until when they're on the clock. So they're operating as if they would be trading the pick. Ultimately, I don't think they will. Ultimately, I think they are going to sit there and take a quarterback at three. I think one thing that's, you know, I've talked about for the last month or so that's also a possibility is doing what Arizona did last year, where you trade down and then back up. The Cardinals obviously benefited them in a very big way, going from three down to 11, then back up to six to draft Paris Johnson. They wind up in a position now where they've got two first-round picks this year as a result of it. And I believe it's like five or six picks in the top 100. I could see the Patriots trying to do something like that. Ultimately, I think because it's for a quarterback, it'd be a little bit more complicated, and I think they probably will stick there. My guess is they wind up with Drake May third overall on Thursday night.
Yeah, it does feel like, because Chicago's got two picks in the first round, but they have Caleb Williams. Arizona does. They have Kyler Murray. It does feel like Minnesota's moving up, doesn't it, to some point? Now, it may not be to three.
Yes.
It could be to five. Yeah. Minnesota didn't get that second first. To me, because their offense is set outside of quarterback, are they the most likely to move up?
Yeah, I think they absolutely are. You know, and I my understanding is over the last few days, they've gotten a little bit more aggressive in calling around. They'd been passive before that. But, I mean, look, the smoking gun is out there. I mean, they had spoken with the Texans about that trade during the combine, and that trade was contingent on them losing Kirk Cousins. That trade does not happen if they don't lose Kirk Cousins. So what does that tell you? That tells you that it's very quarterback specific. And so, yeah, I think the likelihood is that they are the team that winds up moving up. I would guess right now it'd be for J.J. McCarthy. What complicates it a little bit is, you know, you're talking parameters with Arizona, you're talking parameters with the Chargers. So much of it's dependent on what happens in front of these teams. And so, you know, what does New England do at 3? Which one do they take? How does that change the price? Do the Cardinals stick at 4 and take Marvin Harrison? Do they move off of that? And then how open are the Chargers? And I do think the Chargers are going to be open to moving the pick, but how open are the Chargers to moving the pick if the Cardinals decide to stick? It's just, there's a lot of, like, I would say things, there are a lot of contingencies you have to work through when you're talking about dealing these picks until we have certainty what happens at 2 and then 3 with the quarterbacks almost certainly going in those two spots.
Okay, so Denver gets Zach Wilson. To me, my takeaway is Sean may like Bo Nix, but he may like the kid at Tulane almost as much, and he's just not comfortable at 12 drafting Penix or Bo Nix. And so he's going to have an emergency plan with Zach. He's not going to get fired if they're 7-10. Yeah. That's what it feels like to me. That signified they're not taking a quarterback there, or they're going to move down 7 or 8 spots.
Well, you can look at this two ways, Colin. Like, I think the first way you can look at it is, like, I do think Sean has some regret over what happened in 2017 and allowing for the Chiefs to jump him to get Mahomes. And you and I both know how much he loved Mahomes in 2017. And so there's that. Like, and so they went to Ann Arbor and they worked out J.J. McCarthy. Sean was there for that. Significant resources poured into going and studying McCarthy. So if he loves McCarthy like he loved Mahomes, I wouldn't rule out the idea they could move up. They have investigated the price for moving up. I am with you, though, in that Sean also thinks at the same time, where he might love one guy, he probably thinks he can make it work with a lot of guys. And so can he make it work with Nix? Can he make it work with Penix? Can he make it work with Spencer Rattler in the third round? Or, like you said, maybe Michael Pratt on day 3? I'm sure to varying degrees he believes those things. What complicates it, I think, is the lack of a second-round pick. In other words, I think there's a scenario where if you were them, you could say, we can get Bo Nix in round 2. Well, they don't have a second-round pick. And if somebody's coming up to 12, what are they coming up for? Probably not one of the quarterbacks at that point, unless you're looking to jump the Raiders for Penix. So it would almost have to be for, like, a receiver if one of the top 3 receivers falls. So something has to happen for the Broncos to have for the Broncos to have a suitor that's willing to come up and pay something real to come up and get the 12th pick. If that doesn't happen, then you're stuck there. And do you say, okay, well, we're not going to get Bo Nix in round 2, so let's just take him in round 1. 12th would be really rich for him. But he is a stylistic fit for what Denver does. It'll be just interesting to see how they handle all of that, because they've explored both moving up and moving down. And in a move down scenario, I think Bo Nix probably becomes more likely.
So we got into this discussion yesterday. There's an argument to be made. If you see a guy with talent and he's not real refined, just get him. Lamar, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jordan Love,
yep.
Drake May. Of all these guys, yep. The one we're like, yeah, I love the I like the size. He's raw. Recent history is just go get the better traits guy and figure it out.
Right.
And that is to me what guys are struggling with, that Jaden is more ready to play, but Drake's ceiling is higher. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, so Drake had a great 2022. In fact, like, Drake's college trajectory isn't unlike Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, like, where those guys were great their second to last year in school, and then maybe leveled off a little bit their last year because there was less around them. Same sort of thing happened with Drake May. So, you know, I think a lot of it comes down to how much you think you can fix, because he is raw. He did not play much as a freshman. Even his senior year in high school was bastardized because that was the COVID year. So he's lost, you know, a lot of opportunity to play football over the last 4 years. So a lot of it's going to be based on your own confidence and your ability to kind of get him going and get him where he needs to be. And listening to evaluators talk about him, Colin, it's a lot of it sounds identical to what you heard people saying about Josh Allen 6 years ago, which was, if you can fix his lower half, he's going to become a more accurate passer, and you cannot teach the power in his arm, and yeah. you cannot teach his athleticism. I'm not saying he's Josh Allen. He's maybe a step down in each category.
Yeah.
But he's made up of the right stuff, and he has the tools to get there. And say you're a team in the AFC, right? So over the next 10 years, you're dealing with Josh Allen, you're dealing with Joe Burrow, obviously Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and you're going to have to beat three of these teams in succession just to make it to the Super Bowl. Like, if you're looking at J.J. McCarthy, or you're like looking at Michael Penix, or you're looking at Bo Nix, can you envision a scenario where that guy can get you there? It's harder to do that than it is with a guy who's got the tools that Drake May brings to the table.
Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback. Can't wait. Good seeing you, bud.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
You bet. Brian Kelly, Albert Breer both stopped by today. J-Mac, I'm almost beside myself with enthusiasm and passion for these playoff games and the draft. My wife yesterday said, I think this weekend coming up is the best non-football weekend of the year. Draft and like playoff series getting into game 3, game 4, game 5. It's the best non-Labor Day to February 15th weekend of the year for viewing. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Also, I just looked this up. So first round of the draft is Thursday?
Yeah.
Knicks at Sixers, Nuggets at Lakers.
Well, Sixers are going to win that game.
Yeah, no, I would Sixers, agree. I'm surprised the line's only 4.5. I went there right after the game, by the way. Nuggets are favorite in LA, but I'm just saying, like, that's a sports night overload.
No, it's not.
Draft and two, you could toss in the Cavs.
What do you have, one TV?
No, but it's just a lot happening. I mean, trades and analysis.
Well, I'll be on the draft, but I'll have my little FUBO. The Sixers will win game 3 in Philly. So
Will they cover?
That's all that matters. What's the line?
So it's 4.5. I'm looking at alt spreads.
I would take Philadelphia to win comfortably.
Yeah, double-digit smash spot.
Yeah, the 8-10-point win.
Knicks are happy.
What's the other? Yeah, Knicks got to feel great.
And angry Sixers. Denver minus 1.5. You just got to wonder the mindset of the Lakers.
I think Denver's going to go in and
squish them. Do the Lakers roll over?
Well, they don't roll over.
I mean, you don't play sports, so you don't know. But after you suffer a tough loss, bouncing back can be difficult. That's a joke for the audience. But listen, LeBron's not going to roll over. He'll probably have like 35, 8-7 or whatever.
D'Lo will revert back to his Nuggets form. And go,
but you got to remember, role players at home are way better. Remember Nick Batum for the Sixers at home against the Heat at like 20 points.
No, that's a great point. NBA people will tell you this. Role players in the playoffs at home are different. Stars are good. AD last night was a monster. That was probably the second best game I've seen him play this year.
Well, first half. He was not great in the second half.
Well, when you're carrying Rui, had 3 points.
Yeah.
Not good.
Tobias Harris is a punching bag. He's terrible.
Hey.
He's going to drop like 20 at home, game 3. At least 20.
Very solid number 3 starter. Had a rough opening game.
Really rough? Come on, stop it. But, nothing.
All right. Back in a second, live in L.A., The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, welcome back. You know, J-Mac, I don't think we've played Magic 8-Ball in a while. When's the last time we played Magic 8-Ball? It's been some time. The 8-Ball gives and sees all. And so with the NFL draft coming up, we're going to do a little magic. Everybody had a Magic 8-Ball as a kid. I kept mine. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Will the Patriots trade the third overall pick?
The signs point to yes, the Patriots will. Very weak roster. Outside of Carolina, maybe the weakest. By the way, they whiffed the last time they went with a quarterback in the first round. So they may be a little shy on getting the third best quarterback in this draft with a rookie defensive head coach.
All right, what does the Magic 8-Ball say? Will Drake May get drafted before Jaden Daniels?
My sources say no. Jaden's more productive in college. Also, the Commander's coordinator has worked with highly mobile quarterbacks, which Jaden Daniels is. He's ready to play. Arizona State, LSU, he is ready to play, whereas Drake May is viewed as a higher ceiling potentially, but needs refinement.
Okay, will at least six quarterbacks be drafted in the first round?
Don't count on it. Do not count on it. There's a lot of talk about Michael Penix sliding to the second round because of the injury history. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, only one draft has featured six quarterbacks in the first round. That was 1983.
That was the Marino, Ken O'Brien one. Yeah. Wow. All right, next up, will Bo Nix get drafted before Michael Penix, Magic 8-Ball?
The signs point to yes. Sean Payton likes him. The Raiders like him. They're not sure 12 or 13 are the spot. He takes care of the football. He's got a cleaner injury history than Michael Penix. That freaks people out. So I would say Bo Nix doesn't throw the deep ball of Penix. That's clear. But yes.
Magic 8-Ball, will at least three receivers get picked in the top 10?
Outlook is not good. First of all, you have an elite tackle. You have multiple quarterbacks. You have two elite edge rushers. You have the best tight end coming out of college. And then you have several O-line teams in like 11, 12, 13. Everybody's talking. Roma Dunze is going to not be a top 10 pick.
Listen, I'm sorry, Jets. If Roma Dunze is on the board, you have to take him. please, over an offensive lineman. Okay, will J.J. McCarthy get drafted in the top five?
The 8-ball says no. The 8-ball's very accurate on Michigan players. There's, again, Malik Nabers, Joe Alt, Brock Bowers, Dallas Turner. He is viewed as somebody that needs to come in, like Drake May, probably sit initially. These teams at the top want a starter. Tennessee wants a starter. Atlanta wants a starter. The Jets want a starter.
Will Rome Odunze get drafted before Malik Nabers?
Outlook is not so good. Odunze is not as elusive. Nabers is seen as a home run hitter. It's an OBJ move. And so when you draft a receiver at that high, you want a home run hitter. And Odunze is just considered a highly polished, very mature, will be productive wide receiver. I could see Rome Odunze falling to 15. People talk about who's going to fall, and that's not a knock on him, but I could see him falling and Brian Thomas getting drafted much closer than people think. I could see Rome Odunze going to 15, Brian Thomas to 17, 18.
That's crazy. All right. Will the Jets draft a quarterback at any point in the draft?
Ask again later. Just keep... Listen, here's why. They only have 7 picks. And they've got some real needs on the O-line. And at tight end. So it'd be nice to get a quarterback. But Aaron has said multiple times, I got at least 2 years left. So my guess is... With only 7 picks, they want to get a left tackle, another receiver, a tight end, probably another interior offensive lineman, okay. I would say another linebacker.
Give me Sam Hartman.
And by the way, by the 5th round, you're running out of quarterbacks.
I want a quarterback I can root for over, conspiracy theory.
I want a quarterback that wins.
Sam Hartman wins, baby. All right, will the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk before the draft, or during the draft?
Considered, but my sources say no. With Brock Purdy, you want all the elements you can have. His production's hard to replace. He led the Niners in receptions and receiving touchdowns. He's an over-the-top piece. Debo's not necessarily an over-the-top piece. So they've got their running back, their tight end, their Swiss Army knife. They don't have a home run hitter over the top, and he's that. And so I think they would take like a first round, third round if they got what they wanted, but my guess is they'll stay with their home run hitter.
Okay, will the Vikings trade into the top 10?
Most likely. They've got 2 first round picks, and they went and got that second pick for a reason. They don't need anything offensively outside of a quarterback. They literally have a furnished apartment offensively. And I would say defensively, everybody needs another edge rusher. But I think they made really nice free agent moves, kind of B-plus moves. I think the roster is ready to go. They need a quarterback who doesn't have to necessarily play because of Sam Darnold. So I think that's the shot.
All right, will the Rams draft a quarterback in the first round?
Don't count on it because they need an edge rusher alongside Young and Kobe Turner. They got to get another edge rusher. That was kind of their missing piece last year. They also lost Aaron Donald, so they are strongly considering getting another interior lineman, though I'm not sure they do that in the first, but that would be a luxury. But again, if Brian Thomas is taken, if both defensive tackles are taken, I could see them doing it, but I think it's more of a long shot.
Will the Chargers draft a wide receiver in the first round?
Not so good.
Mm.
They want to get physical. Also, first round wide receivers, a lot of misses okay. by the Chargers last year, Quentin Johnston. They want to get more physical. I think they are going to try to move down and get one of those offensive tackles. The kid from Oregon State is so Jim Harbaugh. I do not see them staying at 5. And I also think if you want to change the culture and the physicality, you're not going to do it with a perimeter player. So they need a corner. They need a receiver. But you can get speed anywhere in this draft. Anywhere.
And finally, will the Cowboys draft a quarterback at any point in the draft?
Hold on. It's fuzzy. Oh, signs point to yes.
Ooh, spicy.
Dak is going to be the second highest cap hit in the league. Now, they only have 7 draft picks, but they have a star receiver. They have an edge rusher, good corners. There's an argument to be made outside of a great interior defensive tackle. What do they have to have in Dallas? I'd say a defensive tackle. Everybody needs another corner. They need an insurance policy on Dak Prescott's massive contract. So that's where we are. I, you know what I think? I'm not as big a fan on Rattler, the quarterback, Oklahoma, South Carolina kid. He's got a little Jay Cutler for me, a little too loose for me, too Drew Locke. The kid at Tulane, Pratt, is going to be the one to keep your eye on. Good makeup, tough childhood. He's gone through some things. You know, he's a tough kid, four-year starter, played very well in a couple big games against better teams like USC, played very well in some of these big games when they stepped up competition. So, and you like Sam Harmon, Notre Dame, who I just think's, you know, a guy.
Again, at this time last year, or 2 years ago, what were people saying about Brock Purdy coming out? Oh, he's just a guy, couldn't win at Iowa State.
By the way, Brock Purdy went to the perfect spot. He goes to Carolina right now.
Well, Sam Harmon could go to the perfect spot.
What would be the perfect spot?
Somebody who's in the San Francisco mold, Kansas City.
I don't know. And sit behind Mahomes for 4 years? That's a perfect spot?
Well, guys get hurt all the time. I mean, listen, things happen, man. Sometimes you need to catch a break. Bryce Young did not catch any breaks last year. None. C.J. Stroud, everything broke his way. Now he gets Stephon Diggs. Like,
if you're Carolina, the only thing you have to discover, I mean, this is job security. Can Bryce play? Go get Brandon Ayuk.
Well, also, you need to protect him. Their line was awful last year, one of the worst in the league. It's funny how things work out in the end. When Dak was drafted, nobody's like, oh, that could be the guy to supplant Tony Romo. Nobody thought that. Like, there's just so much stuff that is out of our control.
That's why. I mean, we said this yesterday. One of these quarterbacks is going to be a star. Two will be effective. And three will not get an extension.
And that's in the first round, okay?
Right.
Then you look at it later round guys, and it's like, who knows? That's the beauty of this. Because, Colin, I know people like to think, everybody, oh, come on, the reporters know. Nobody knows. Not even the teams. They don't know when they're drafting guys is a home run or not. They
By
don't.
The way, I can tell I'm getting close to the draft because I text my GM buddies. They don't text me back anymore. They text me all the time. And on the minute it's draft week, yeah. I could ask this sort of nothing question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite ice cream?
No
silence.
Response. Zero dark 30. That's the thing, right? You know, they just total silence.
Total silence. Nobody wants. And I'm not even asking
what are you hearing?
Yeah, I don't never ask that, but hey, what do you make of this? So, this is the best time of the year. This weekend, do yourself a favor. Get a good workout in, and then go home, crack open a cold one, and sit and enjoy TV. I know people say, well, TV, sitting around, I think it's great for you. Keeps me fresh up here.
Yeah, so a cold one. I thought you were like, what was it, whiskey and soda or bourbon?
That's the hard stuff. This is this weekend. Now, tonight, I may go out. I am strongly considering lubrication, one, for the Mavericks-Clippers game. I'm very excited for that game.
Okay.
I think I'm going to bet Dallas first half.
There you go.
Call my guy in the desert.
Kyrie Irving?
I'm not going to get into him, but I just think, I think as a team. Dallas has one problem, though. They got about two guys on the floor at any one time that can't score.
Well, you go home. Now, they're not home for game two, but you get the role players chipping in. So when they're not, Luka needs to go for 40.
Very possible.
Michael Porter Jr. last night couldn't miss. Man, no. What do you have, like 27
No,
points?
You get him in the corner. He's got great range.
Yeah.
I mean, when he's your, and he is often their fourth best player.
Maybe fifth. Aaron Gordon's good. KCP, ooh, his defense on LeBron last night was good. KCP, what a gamer. That guy's, remember when he won the chip with the Lakers in the bubble?
No, he wins a lot. He's on a lot of good teams.
He's like me.
There's a problem. Yeah, that's not how I saw it. See you tomorrow.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.